This podcast is supported by 23andMe.ca, a personalized genetic service available in Canada. 23andMe reports provide genetic information based on a small saliva sample. Canadians can learn about their genetic information that published studies have associated with conditions and traits like celiac disease, cystic fibrosis, and even response to certain medications. More information is available at 23andMe.ca.
Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, and welcome to the Wine Magazine Radio Show. Thank you so much for joining me on today. And as always, I'm always delighted to be speaking with you on today. We've got a lot to cover today. We've got two great guests that are going to be joining us on today. And, wow, am I so excited to be speaking with them on today. And, you know, we just want to hear, you know, there's, you know, we've got the wonderful Burritas group that's coming on. Actually, we have a representative, Scott Lawrence, that's going to be coming on and talking about their new album debut, full of inspirational songs. And, of course, we have the amazing Darlene Schatz, who's going to be joining us as well. And so it's just always good to talk to these inspiring people who are inspired themselves and just want to give you the secret, you know, to, you know, why they do what they do and how they're able to do, you know, what they do. So thank you so much for joining us on today. And, you know, we're just delighted to always be talking with you on today. I hope your week has gone well. I know that we deal with a lot of variables in our life and we continue to try to maneuver past things and try to continue to stay positive in life. And, you know, that's why, you know, we need great music like the music that the group Burritas has actually recently released. And so it's always inspiring to hear great, great music. And so we're just so excited about Burritas joining us on today. And so without further ado, I want to welcome Scott Lawrence. Thank you so much for joining us today, Scott.
Hey, Katrina. How are you?
I'm doing fabo, fabo. That's my new word this year. Fabo, fabo, darling, fabo.
I might take that from you.
Well, hey, we're so delighted to have you on. You're representing your wonderful group, Burritas. Oh, my gosh, y'all have just recently released a great national worldwide album, and we are, you know, really excited about that on your behalf. Are you excited about it?
I am beyond excited. I'm so thrilled. it's hard to even describe how excited I am.
Wow. Well, you know, you guys got a lot of great, great elements going on so far as inspiration, and you're tackling a lot of – you're going through a lot of different curves in the album, and you know, just so that people will know, you guys have a musical style fashion from a fusion of artistic excellence. You know, I've heard you guys are absolutely amazing, and just so you know, I come from a classically trained background, so it's like, oh my God, it's like heaven, you know, just listening to you guys. What has been your inspiration, Scott?
Well, you know, I think one of the things that makes Veritas so interesting and different than what a lot of people are used to is really the background that each one of us bring to the table. Veritas is made up of five guys with very...
Okay, I've been saying your name wrong. I'm talking about Burritas, like Burritas. My mother would kill me. Oh, my mother would have a fit if she knew I pronounced you all's name wrong. Veritas.
It's okay.
Got it.
It's not the first time.
Thank you.
At least it wasn't varicose. We've gotten that before. So.
Oh, no sorry. Yeah, but, you know, but as you were saying, though, Scott.
Yeah, each one of us comes from a very different background musically. You know, Jeff is one of our tenors, and he has this soulful gospel voice. And he's just always singing up in the rafters, crazy high voice. I can even dream of singing that high. And then Jordan, he is also one of our tenors who has more of a rock background. He's also done some theater. He lived in New York for a while pursuing theater. And Andrew has a musical theater background. He's one of our baritones. And then James is a baritone as well with a classical background. Myself, I sing bass with a classical background. And so between the five of us, we have a wide array of experiences and backgrounds that come together to make a very unique sound, really, something that we didn't know what it was going to sound like when we started this. But we got together and started singing, and we started enjoying what was happening, and, you know, then it just made us more excited to start sharing it with people, and we've been very encouraged by the response we've received.
Well, obviously, Scott, I mean, you guys are getting ready to play the Carnegie Hall, so it obviously, came together for you guys. I mean, it's amazing, so basically you all have a synergy of different vocals here that come together, and God, you guys are amazing at sounding as one, by the way, just so you know. And that's just for me being a former vocal coach. I'm like, oh my God, these guys are really amazing.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
You're welcome. Okay, so here's the deal. YCLA Magazine, Scott, stands for You Can Live Again, our radio show. It empowers women. It inspires people. People from all over the globe listen to the YCLA Magazine radio show because of its concept. And so when I get a lot of you all on the phone, I always want to hear your You Can Live Again story because, you know, so many people allow obstacles to hinder them, to get in their way. And I would love for you to tell our audience, what continue to empower you? What steps did you do? What did you guys do in order to stay together, to get past personalities, hello, and continue to walk in your destiny and in your purpose? And the stage is yours.
Well, that is a loaded question, and I'll do my best to answer it, but I don't want to be here all day because I could spend a while talking about each one of our backgrounds and the stories that we have to tell. And, I think one thing that we try to keep at the forefront of our message, and really it comes back to the name, Veritas is a Latin word that means truth. Mm. And that is really what our message is about. And every week we find people at our concerts that are hurting. We find people that are struggling. Mm-hmm. They're always searching for hope. They're searching for love. And whether they realize it or not, they're searching for truth.
Yeah.
And so between the five of us, we've decided that, we want to strive to live lives of integrity. We want to be men of integrity. And we want our songs and our message to speak of the truth, and the truth that there is hope, the truth that you are loved and you do have a reason to keep moving forward. And so we try to keep those messages very central in each one of our songs. And each one of us have been through our own storms and have been through our own struggles, and we talk about those on stage. We talk about those in our concerts, and because we want people to realize that we're not just five guys wearing a suit and tie singing some pretty songs. We're five guys with real struggles, with real issues in our own lives, and even between each other. I mean, you get five guys living together in a car, you're going to get some heated arguments coming out of that. But at the end of the day, we have to learn how to move past those things and live with each other, work with each other, And that's when some really incredible things start happening. And, I think today, out of all days, being September 11th, my mind has been thinking all day about just the extreme impact that one day, those few hours, have had on our entire country and how they've impacted each one of us. And, even though we've been directly impacted, I know personally – I didn't have any friends or family that was there that day, but I sit here and think about those that have been directly impacted, and I think of those that have lost people and are still having to deal with that sacrifice to this day, and that's when I start to ask myself, how can you live again after going through something like that? How do you find strength? to move past something like that, because that's, if I'm being honest, that's something hard for me to grasp is how I don't know how I would handle that situation. I like to think how I would handle that situation is what I try to do on a daily basis with even the smaller storms that I go through. Because, you know, each one of us goes through different kinds of storms at different levels, and we all have a different perspective on that storm. But I think the one constant throughout each one of those storms is that there's one God that is overseeing each one of those. It's the same God who has calmed storms throughout history. It's the same God who has stilled the stormy waters. And he's the same one that's seeing us through the storm we have going today, whether it's a large one or a small one, no matter our perspective, no matter where we're coming from. Our hope and our trust is in the one constant that has been the same yesterday, today, and will be tomorrow.
Wow. And that in itself is a mouthful. You know, and I was just talking today with someone who said, you know, Katrina, you're one of the strongest women I have ever met. But my source has been God, you know.
Yeah.
And fortunately, I was mentored at a very early young adult age about tapping into God's power and his strength in helping you get through no matter what it looks like, you know, and then allowing you to be able to walk in your destiny or walk in your purpose no matter what it looks like around you. Like you said, those daily struggles, you know, but the one source that gets you through is the fact that there's God, and God loves us.
Mm-hmm.
And he does want the best for us. And just with what you're doing, you know, it just shows that strength, you know. And to me, you guys coming together, five different types of vocals, mindsets coming together in unity, you know, that's another strength as well, showing people that you can work together, you know. And when you work together, you win.
Yeah.
You know, and so,
definitely.
Yeah, this is really good. Well, Scott, thank you so much for joining us on today. So my question to you is, you guys are getting ready to go on tour. Where's your next stop?
Well, tomorrow we head to San Antonio, and we will be there this Saturday. We're going to be in concert with Sandy Patty from San Antonio.
Oh, wow.
And
wow,
which
I had
is
a wonderful
dream come true for us.
Yeah,
I mean, she's such a fabulous performer, and it's, you know, it's humbling for us to be able to share the stage with her, and she's been very, very kind to allow us to do so. So we're excited about that, and then we'll be moving on from there. We have a couple dates in Texas throughout this month. We have a few dates coming up in Mississippi, and really just on throughout the rest of this year, we're staying pretty busy and starting to look forward to what's coming down the road next year.
Absolutely. And gosh, we're all for you, and we're all for what's going on. And once again, thank you so much for joining us on today and to our listening audience. We are here talking with Scott Lawrence. Please pick up Veritas, huh? CD. Got it right, Scott? Got it? Yeah.
That's right. You got it.
And definitely support them and support their positive message. And thank you so much again, and we look forward to having you back, Scott.
Thank you, Katrina. I really appreciate it. Have a great day.
Likewise. Take care now. And so there we've spoken with Scott Lawrence, representative of the Veritas Group. Please go and pick up their latest inspiring CD. You will be inspired. And it's just good to know that we've got vocalists like Veritas who are representing unity coming together to give a positive message out there. And so without further ado, we got a wonderful young lady. I want to say we talked before, but you know what? Sometimes things are meant to be said again, if you will, respectfully. And so I'm so excited to have this amazing, wonderful lady to join us again on today. Darlene Schott, I like really fell in love with the title of her book. She is a New York Times best-selling author, and so real and so down to earth. And so I just want to thank you, Darlene, for joining us.
Thank you for having me. It's always a pleasure to talk to you. I'm really
I'm so glad you're back. And, you know, it had to be meant for us. I'm like, you know, I thought I just talked to Darlene, but you know what? I'm glad we're talking again, Darlene, because we still got a lot to talk about.
Yeah, we do.
So we're going to have to break this thing down in segments, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, you know, I want people to know that you are the author of Messy, Beautiful Love, and it talks about the fact that there is hope for any marriage. Oh, my God, that's huge. No matter how long you've been married or how strong your relationship is, sooner or later, you're going to have a mess to clean up.
Yeah, that's how it is.
We don't want to accept it because we think marriage is so perfect, right? Hello, raising my hand here, you know. And so for you to really be real about this and help so many of us, you know, tell us how you came about this again. I really want them to hear your story.
Okay, well, how I came about writing Messy, Beautiful Love is that I have a story of my own, which isn't all that pretty. I think that when I got married, I had this this view of marriage, that it would be more about me. It would be all about me. And I think so many of us don't realize how sacrificial that marriage can be. So when things started not going my way, I guess I could say it that way, after a while, I started to get resentment, and it started to build up between my husband and I. And there was a time in my marriage when I got very selfish, and I just said, you know what, I don't care anymore, and I went my own way, and my testimony is in my book, and you can read about it a little more in depth there. But in a nutshell, what happened is that I had an affair, and I didn't expect my husband to find out. And, you know, you think you can keep your sin a secret. But the thing about sin is that it doesn't just hurt you. It hurts the other people around you, too.
Yeah.
And when Michael found out about it, the one thing that turned me back to God and just gave me a complete 360 is that he offered me grace and forgiveness in the lowest time of my life. And it just mirrored that relationship that we have with God and how God reaches out his hand and he says to us, I don't care what you did yesterday. I want to know what you'll do today. And my dad reminded me of that just a few months before he passed away, and I finally went to him and I told him what had happened because I had kept it a secret from my family too. And my dad said that. He said, God doesn't want to know what you did yesterday. What are you going to do today? And I think about that every day, how grace keeps me moving and how grace is the one thing that saved me. And it's because of grace that I wake up every day. So when I started this ministry for women, I thought, I'm not good enough to do this. You know, there's so many women around me who have clean slates, who have perfect marriages, and they can just give this message so much better than I can. So why would God want to use someone who's broken and tarnished like me? And then God reminded me how he uses sinners and how sinners are saved by grace and that we're all walking in grace. And
that's
a big message.
That's so many different elements going on. It's like you can take one of those words and just break it all the way down. But you did say something that is extremely important, that should be extremely important to so many of us who get caught up in the past. God doesn't want to know about our past. He wants to know, what are you going to do about not doing it again? You know, what are you going to do about tomorrow? What are you going to do about today? Are you going to continue to repeat the episode? Because he's forgiven that. But now, what are you going to do about moving forward? That's a huge statement. Could you make that simple statement again? Because I know I just broke it down, but I want our audience to hear what you just said again.
Yeah, when God had, when Jesus had met up with a woman that was caught in adultery, and they wanted to stone her, and he said to her, neither do I condemn thee. Go and sin no more. I'm not sure if I got the words exactly right there, but that's what he says, go and sin no more. So though he forgives our past, he wants us to walk in righteousness, and that's what he calls us to do. And marriage gives us a huge opportunity to do that and to reflect that covenant between Jesus Christ and his church. A man and his wife can love each other the way that God intended us to love. And that's a light that we can be to the world. I love that. That's a part of marriage that to me is very, really important and something I didn't take to heart so much in my past.
Wow. Well, I tell you what, we have to constantly, like you said, you give yourself a reminder every day. And I think that that's something that we need to tap into more. We need to tap into the fact that, the very statement that you just said, I don't want to say it because I don't want to mess it up because it's so plain and simple, but it means so much. And if we could move in the direction that you are in right now, that we remind ourselves of this on a daily basis, we wouldn't draw so much negative by continuing to remember the negative,
Yeah, there's just so much positive to remember. Just seizing today and being thankful for the blessings that you have. There's one lady that was blogging in the same circle as I was, and she wrote a blog post one day that said, what if I didn't have tomorrow? What if my husband wouldn't be here tomorrow? Then, well, how would I feel? How would I feel about not having to make his lunches? And how would I feel about not having him around? And just that same woman, a couple of months later, he wasn't around anymore. She wrote another blog post that said this was just, so unreal that it's something that she thought about a few months ago. But we don't expect that things like that are going to happen to us. And I think that even whether it's the death of your spouse, which was in her case, but for us, marriages itself get messy, which is why it's so important for us to prepare our heart for tomorrow, because we don't know what's around the corner.
Yeah, that is so key and so true. Valuing the moment. Value the moment. And so, I tell you what, as always, there's so many different nuggets, and I don't want to just, oh my God, pull on till I've drained you. But definitely, we would love to continue to have you on our show and just continue to be healed by the things that you have to say. So many people need this. I need it, I'm all about being real about feelings and so forth and so on. And thank you so much for joining us on today. And again, Darlene, we look forward to having you back again to give us more nuggets, and to just remind people, please go Amazon.com. We are talking to a New York Times bestselling author, Darlene Schacht, did I say it right? God, these names.
Yeah, you're really close.
Freaking
Schacht. But you got it very close there.
Okay, because it's like, oh, my God, Trina, come on. But I have been really messing with people's names. And just so you know, my daughter teases me, and she's sitting up here laughing at me right now. I'm talking to a best-selling author, and she's cracking up at me right now.
That's awesome.
But thank you so much for being a part of this show again, and we look forward to having you on. And to our listening audience, please go out and get her book, Messy Beautiful Love, Amazon.com, all of the major search engines, and you know what to do. Thank you again, Darlene, for joining us on today.
Thank you.
All right, thank you, Darlene. So we've talked to the wonderful Darlene Schacht, dadgummit, and we're just so glad that she joined us and just honoring us with her presence, her message of positivity, and endurance, and forgiveness, the key, forgiveness, and then forgiving yourself, and not reminding yourself of your past, but, what are you going to do moving forward? And that, to me, is part of symbolic of the YCLA Magazine radio show, you can live again moving forward. So you know I'm going to have her on again because I love her message. And to you, thank you so much for joining us on today. We love you. YCLA loves you. We look forward to speaking with you week to week, providing you with messages of hope like Darlene Shad, like Veritas, Scott Lawrence, who just joined us on today. Have a great weekend, guys. And don't forget, I love you. I love your emails. And definitely reach out to us. Because we care about you. Until then, take care. God bless you.